I came out and, or I actually like to call it letting people in. That the relationship with my staff was really important to me. And so I thought, okay, well, there's two ways to look at this. One, it is none of anybody's business what my sexual orientation, identity, any of that. It's not. But at the same time, I'm going through something and I need to be honest and transparent with my staff. And how can I do that? And then how can I use this opportunity as a teaching moment? Because I'm once a teacher, always a teacher, right? And how can I teach others? And how can I do this while I'm in the middle of this and trying to figure this journey out in the most vulnerable time of my life? To me, the most authentic thing you can do is stand up in front of people and just say, what's happening in that moment? And so I'll never forget the day I was sitting in my office and I was like, okay, I can do it. I stood up in front of the staff and then I said, no, I'm not sick. I'm not dying. I'm gay. That was the best way that I could just put it out there. And I told them that we have students that walk into our building every single day who don't feel like they belong. And they don't feel that this is their place for them. And we have to do everything in our power to make sure that our school doesn't do that to our kids, no matter what we do, that we allow them to come in and they can be free to be who they are, and no matter what that is for them. And if the principal of their school can do that too, maybe that will help.